The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to Nicodemus, "No one has gone up to heaven except the one who has come down from heaven, the Son of Man. And just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, so that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so he who believes in him might not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him." The Gospel of the Lord. In the first reading from the book of Numbers, the Israelites are rebelling against God, against Moses, because they're hungry and thirsty. Actually, they even had food, but they didn't like the food they had, the manna that God was sending them. This is the same people who witnessed the saving hand of the Lord as they were liberated from Egypt, as the Red Sea parted before their very eyes and they came into freedom. But now they are lamenting and protesting because they are suffering. And I believe that this is a teaching for us. It is a mindset that is so common among religious people, where we come to think that it's all about feeling good, being comfortable, accomplishing our goals, and that somehow God is going to be there so that I can be satisfied in this world. Well, the revelation of God is quite different from that, my brothers and sisters. Actually, our sin, the sin of humanity from the beginning, was preferring ourselves before God. In other words, it is a problem against love. It is putting ourselves before God that constitutes the essence of the problem. And the essence of the solution is the love of God that is revealed to us in Christ. But let us not get ahead of ourselves. Let us go back to what happened in Israel in the desert. Why would God ask Moses to mount a bronze serpent on a pole for people to look at? And I believe the reason is that we need to face our sin. The serpent is the sign of the devil from Genesis. The Israelites know that. We have to look at the source of the problem. Face our sins. That is why we need to examine our conscience every day. That's why we need to go to confession. Realize what we have done. This is therefore revealed to us as the remedy for the poison that was killing the people of God. Look at what you have done. Look at who you have followed. and repent, and then you will be healed. But in the fullness of time, God Himself, as we saw in the second reading, lowered Himself to become like one of us, and He obeyed God all the way to the cross. And it's this obedience that sets us free from our disobedience. While before we preferred ourselves before God and rebelled against God because we were hungry or thirsty or inconvenienced, Jesus Christ embraced the cross in obedience to the Father, giving Him back what we had taken away. Where there was selfishness and disobedience and therefore lack of love, the Lord gave Himself in obedience, loving until the end. And so today we don't look anymore at a bronze serpent. The remedy for our sins is to gaze upon the cross. And this is exactly what Jesus says to Nicodemus. We have to look at the Lord crucified. When I am lifted up, I will draw all to myself. So before we consider any practical aspects of Christianity or how can we use it, we need to enter into the mystery of the cross. Our Lord Jesus came to teach us to love. You see, the devil holds us all in bondage because of our fear of the cross. And many times we want to be Christians, we want to be holy, but when we get to that threshold, when we know that we have to suffer to keep on going, we bounce back. And that's exactly what happened to the Israelites in the desert. We want to be with God until we have to suffer. And the Lord allows the suffering and the cross precisely so that we make a choice to love God more than ourselves. Only through the cross, therefore, we become purified from our selfishness, from our self-seeking. Only through the cross can we be liberated so that we can now no longer be held in this bondage to the devil, this way that he threatens us with fear of suffering. In other words, the Lord is calling us to a love that doesn't stop for fear of suffering. A love that we put above ourselves. My brothers and sisters, let us not fool ourselves. The love of the cross is not just a spirituality that we can choose not to accept. Because Jesus did not give us that option. Actually, when we gaze upon the cross, like the Israelites gazing at the serpent in the desert, we come to realize the magnitude of the problem of sin. Look at the remedy, and you can understand the illness. How great is the fall of men? How great is our hopelessness and our sin? And at the same time, by gazing upon the cross, we see the magnitude of God's love and mercy, the infinite love of God. And so, in order to be able to pass through that threshold of the bondage of sin that holds humanity into despair, into hopelessness, we need the power and the wisdom and the love of Jesus crucified. We know that we have been exposed to this false spirituality. We hear brothers and sisters from other groups that are not Catholic, and sometimes even Catholic, saying, Jesus Christ suffered on the cross so that we don't have to suffer anymore. And others say, why do you Christians or Catholics have Jesus displayed on the cross with the body still on the cross? Don't you know he has resurrected? Well, St. Paul, no less, says, I preach Jesus and Jesus crucified. And obviously, St. Paul knew that Jesus had resurrected. But he also knew that our salvation came from the cross. Jesus suffered with a human heart the fullness of the passion. The resurrection is the manifestation of his victory. The resurrection was not painful to Jesus. He resurrected because he is by nature divine. But he died on the cross because he is by nature human. And that's where the suffering and the giving of self took place. And so that is why Jesus calls us to contemplate him on the cross. And that is why in the Catholic Church, to be able to celebrate the Mass, the Church requires us to have displayed the cross. The priest should be looking at the cross as he celebrates the Mass. And we should have the cross in a prominent place in every church. Because that's what we're doing in the Mass. We come to Mass to die. And we come to Mass to be born again in Christ. If we miss that, we don't know what we're doing here. That is the reason for the Mass. To gaze upon the cross and to say, Lord Jesus, I give you my life. Give me yours. So that I can go through the threshold of death and fear of suffering and have the power to love as you loved to the end. Look at the life of any saint. They are so diverse in so many ways, but at the center, there is a truth that is the same. They had the power of God to love no matter what. Nothing would stop them. They were not afraid of the cross. They loved the cross because it was for them an opportunity to love God. That is what the cross is. It's our opportunity to say, Lord, I love you. Jesus chose to overcome the rebellion of Satan, not by taking away its effects in the cross, in the suffering, but rather by facing them head on and making what was so feared and so rejected become the center of our faith. A love that has no boundaries. A love that gives itself to the end. That is divine love. And this is our calling, to share this love unto the cross.